Next time the great revival of poetry in America takes center stage, our guests are Bruce McKever, a businessman and poet, and Thomas Lux, the acclaimed poet and teacher of poetry. With Mr. McKever's resources and Mr. Lux's fame and gift for teaching, the two have made the Georgia Institute of Technology, Georgia Tech, into a poetry powerhouse. Poetry at Tech now enriches both the academic experience of students and the lives of people of all ages across Greater Atlanta and beyond. Thomas Lux and Bruce McKever were keenly aware that a lot of people, including us, had abandoned poetry we'd once loved. What happened? First, Mr. Lux.
All of a sudden, poetry, instead of being something that anybody could read and people memorized, people loved and read poetry widely in the 19th century, all of a sudden it became something that people weren't just quite smart enough to understand anymore, and a critic had to stand between them, the reader and the writer, to explain to the poor dumb reader just how brilliant this writer was. And that turned two or three generations of us off from poetry.
I think I was turned off by poetry too in college because it wasn't accessible. And I think really great poetry is accessible, but it goes down so deep in so many levels when you look at it. That's what makes it wonderful for me.
Wonderful and poetry are reunited when businessman poet Bruce McKever and poet teacher Thomas Lux join us in a lively conversation. Be with us and these two highly accessible poets from quite different worlds next time.